respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government will end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
For those of you who are concerned, that's all the Chinese that I know. So the rest of this talk will be in English and very, very brief. You know, I think that it is impossible for America to change the internal policies of other countries, or if it's not impossible, at least very, very difficult. But I think that it is emphatically in our national interest to do everything that we possibly can to give those people who are seeking freedom and democracy in their own homes, to give them the breathing space that they need so that they can go forward in this very important work of spreading human rights, democracy, and the rule of law around the world. It is absolutely crucial because I think when other countries become democratic, we are able to maintain much better relations with them. And I think that it is also very, very important because in order for we as Americans to stay true to our heritage, to all the people who made deep, deep sacrifices so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we do today. We honor their sacrifice by maintaining a commitment to enable others who are struggling in faraway countries, to enable them to improve their situations and bring freedom and democracy and the rule of law to their homelands. That is the way that we build better international relations, and that is the way that we honor our own heritage. Thank you very much for all the work that you are doing. Thank you for having me.